From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Turkey's prime minister criticizes the UN Security Council and the international community. Prime Minister Ahmet Davutoglu criticized them for failing to stop Russia's airstrikes in Aleppo and other parts of northern Syria, while at the same time demanding that Turkey open its borders to tens of thousands of refugees. Speaking in The Hague at a joint news conference with his Dutch counterpart, Mr. Davutoglu accused the Syrian government forces and their Russian allies of carrying out a deliberate policy of ethnic cleansing in and around Aleppo. South Korea says it is suspending all activities at an industrial complex it operates jointly with North Korea. The suspension comes in response to the North's recent nuclear test and rocket launch. Unification Minister Hong Yong-kyo told reporters Wednesday his government is taking the action to prevent North Korea from using the proceeds from the industrial complex to fund its nuclear weapon and ballistic missile development programs. Senator Bernie Sanders, running as a Democrat, and Republican businessman Donald Trump coasted to big victories in their respective party presidential primaries in New Hampshire on Tuesday. The focus of the U.S. presidential campaign is quickly moving to upcoming contests in South Carolina and Nevada. Former technology executive Carly Fiorina has ended her candidacy, and New Jersey Governor Chris Christie is expected to drop out as well. Officials in northeastern Nigeria say dozens of people have been killed in two suicide attacks on a displaced persons camp. The attackers blew themselves up at the Dikwa DMP camp, which houses thousands of people driven from their homes by the six-year Boko Haram insurgency. This is VOA News. NATO's Secretary General says the alliance's increased forward presence in Europe, Eastern Europe, sends a clear signal to any would-be aggressor. Speaking Wednesday in Brussels before a two-day NATO defense ministers meeting, Jens Stoltenberg said NATO would respond as one to aggression against any ally. It was an obvious reference to Russia. The head of the U.S. Central Bank says the American economy faces some global threats that could hurt growth. Some analysts interpret her remarks as a signal that the Federal Reserve may delay further interest rate increases. In remarks to a congressional committee Wednesday, Federal Reserve Chairwoman Janet Yellen said uncertainty about China's currency policies and its economic prospects have contributed to increased volatility in global markets. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius is leaving his post to become the president of the Constitutional Council. That's France's Supreme Court that decides if legislation is in compliance with the Constitution. French deputies have adopted changes to the nation's constitution. The government argues will help France better fight terrorism. The vote Wednesday is just the first hurdle before the legislation becomes law. Lisa Bryant has more.
President François Hollande proposed the changes following attacks that killed 130 people last November in Paris. The most controversial clause, to strip convicted terrorists of their French citizenship if they are dual citizens, sparked last month's resignation of Hollande's justice minister, Christian Taubira. The second proposal aims to write state of emergency provisions into the Constitution. Rights groups have harshly criticized the proposed constitutional reforms and slammed what they say are abusive and ineffective police action during the state of emergency. Lisa Bryant, Paris.
The head of the International Monetary Fund, Christine Lagarde, says Ukraine could lose $17.5 billion in bailout money unless it speeds up political reform and curbs corruption. A crisis has been boiling in Ukraine since the resignation last week of its reformist economy minister, who quit to protest alleged influence peddling and state graft. Human Rights Watch is calling on the Ugandan government to publicly state that its security forces are legally obliged to protect freedom of assembly and the right to peaceful protest. The U.S.-based human rights group made the statement Wednesday, saying there has been a troubling rise in threats against anyone who might protest President Yoweri Museveni's gaining another term in office. Uganda holds an election on February 18th. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.